This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will decide whether to overhaul the state's election system this November. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Initiative 310 would eliminate partisan primaries in many Colorado elections. Instead, all the candidates would appear on one long ballot in an open primary. The top four vote-getters would advance to the general election. That would then be decided by ranked choice voting. It could mean multiple Democrats or Republicans might appear on the same general election ballot in the proposed new system.
This is our opportunity to take our elections back. And right now they are so party dominated in ways that really frustrate a big chunk of the electorate.
That's Kent Theory, the businessman behind the proposed changes. Opponents warn it's too much, too fast. State officials announced on Thursday that the measure had submitted more than enough signatures to make the ballot. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
An annual count of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County indicates there are fewer unhoused people in the area this year. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
This year's point-in-time survey shows a 12% drop in the number of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County. That includes a nearly one-third reduction in those who are not in temporary housing or shelters. The survey also indicates fewer military veterans are unhoused. Still, racial disparities persist, and the number of families experiencing homelessness is up. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The state legislature's special session ended Thursday with a deal to lower property taxes for businesses and homeowners. The bipartisan bill reduces property tax rates and caps local revenue. It was part of a deal to keep a couple of tax measures off of this fall's ballot that could have meant deep cuts to public services. This is CPR News and KRCC.